Richard Marx is on 98.3 The Coast, the best mix. With the best mix in the morning show, I'm Zach East, and this is Coffee Talk, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. Today is National Girl Me Too Day, a day to recognize the shared experiences, strength, and support between women. It's also National Beer Day, National Walking Day, and National No Housework Day, which I suppose is a good day to leave the laundry alone and go for a walk while having a beer instead. What's the best part of your day? If you said eating, you are in good company. A new survey found that 68% of respondents said that with the stress of work and life in general these days, that sitting down to eat is the best part of the day. What meals do people look forward to the most? Pizza, burgers, and pasta. And it seems that cheat days have become cheat weekends, with people especially splurging on weekends. Scientists think they've figured out why redheads have a higher tolerance for pain, and it has something to do with why we're so vulnerable to sunburns. I say we because I myself am a redhead. Researchers at Massachusetts General Hospital found the cells that determine hair and skin color also change how we process pain, a cell mutation that makes redheads red and causes them to sunburn quickly also boosts their threshold for pain. Speaking of eating, our dogs got bigger in quarantine too. A new UK study found that the average dog has put on a whopping 7 pounds since the beginning of the pandemic. Seems that dogs have been getting more treats with their owners home during the day, and apparently guys are more generous with those treats. Pets with male owners gained an average of 9 pounds over the year compared to 6 pounds for pups with female owners. And has coronavirus caused a ketchup shortage? Don't start hoarding ketchup from the store just yet. Seems that shortage is actually in ketchup packets, Heinz in particular, due to so many people hitting up fast food restaurants and ordering takeout and delivery during the pandemic. Heinz told USA Today that it's working to increase production in order to solve the problem. That's Coffee Talk for today, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.